Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall here on 100.9 WIFM, and we're pleased to welcome to the program today our friend from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent Phil Rucker. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. I'm doing well, and I hope you are.
Well, I'm working toward it. Let's put it that way today.
Sounds good.
We got a nice topic today, and something that going to perk the ears up of everybody, I think. It's management practices to scratch off your honey do list. So take it away, Phil.
Well, as we all know, the weather has been very inconsistent. We've had cool, we've had warm, we've had wet, we've had dry. We just had a little bit of everything, and this has really been hard on farmers to fit in jobs, so they have to do it whenever the weather allows or makes the time available. And you know, they're out there having to adjust between getting crops in the ground, making hay, working livestock, just so many things going on. They just have to fit it in when they're able to, and because of the way the weather is changing and it's sporadic, and if farmers have to be careful that they don't overlook some basic management chores that need to be done so they don't fall further and further behind.
Phil, what are some of the important practices, say, livestock owners need to be handling before they get really too busy?
Well, all livestock owners have some basic issues they need to look at. Doesn't matter if it's cows, sheep, horses, goats, llamas, whatever, but some of the basic management, it actually boils down to herd health.
Okay.
If you don't have healthy animals, then you're not going to get the production, you're not going to have the results that you are striving for. Some of the things are vaccinate. We have all of our kids vaccinated.
Right.
We need to have our animals vaccinated because there's a lot of respiratory diseases. There's blackleg. There's a lot of diseases that all livestock need to be vaccinated against. And your veterinarian or your livestock agent can help you come up with a good vaccination program for your animals. There's a lot of worms out there as we first start grazing the forages. And those worms, I know that doesn't sound very appetizing, and it's not, but those worms can reduce production in all of our animals and make them look very unhealthy, unthrifty. So we really need to deworm them.
Okay.
And I'm sure you've seen flies.
Oh, yes.
You don't like flies, do you?
No.
Well, they also bother livestock.
Yeah.
And we need a good fly control program because if you see cows laying in the shade and they're not out there grazing, they're not making you any money.
Right.
So if they're in the shade hiding from the flies, you're on the losing end. So fly control is major.
This is a pretty daunting task. You talk about somebody with a big herd of livestock, you want to get them all vaccinated. You talk about the deworming and the fly treatment. That's a lot of work, but it's important because especially with a vaccination, I would think if something takes hold, it could really hurt your entire herd.
Well, there's some reproductive diseases out there that can keep the animals from actually reproducing.
Mm-hmm.
And that just puts you behind the financial eight ball right there.
Oh yeah.
And most of these vaccines, you can vaccinate a cow for $5 or less. And if you lose one cow, you've really shot your budget in the foot. And you're just a little bit of insurance money with some vaccines, you can have a healthier herd that's going to produce better for you.
Small price to pay, I'd say.
Yes, sir.
Our guest is Phil Rucker. Phil's extension agent with Yadkin County. We're talking about some of the things that livestock owners need to get a handle on and do before we really get into busy season. Of course, I guess all seasons are busy. I also understand, Phil, that the horse population has really grown considerably. Proper management, more important than ever. What are some management practices that horse owners need to provide?
A lot of the same things as most other livestock.
Okay.
Deworm them, vaccinate them. You really need to discuss with your veterinarian about vaccinating your equine friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have West Nile, we have EEE, we have rabies. There's a lot of different diseases that horses can get, and some of them can be transported by mosquitoes. And the thing is, you can't just go in there and vaccinate a horse and he's good to go. Like with anything else, you have to build up that immunity So it may take one or two vaccination injections before that immunity is built up.
Okay. And I suppose it is important to talk to your veterinarian to make sure you're going to be vaccinating them with the right stuff, right?
Yes, sir. And some of these can only be administered by a licensed veterinarian as well.
Okay. With farmers having to change their focus quickly and often do working around the weather, as we know, is there a greater chance of injuries, mistakes dealing with equipment and livestock? I sort of know the answer, but there's a lot of things you don't think about that could happen, I guess, Phil.
Well, we're all human. We look and we go, oh, we got a few days of nice weather, and then it starts to cloud up, and we've got hay on the ground, or we've got this or that, and we look at our honeydew list, and it's a whole legal pad.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us get in a hurry, and we lose focus.
Yep.
Or take things for granted, because, well, I've always done it this way. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But one wrong step, and there's a mistake. We all need to have a plan for any and all situations. You don't plan to fail. You just fail to plan.
Right, yeah.
And a lot of things can happen. You know, like with animals, make sure your handling facilities are in order before you start working them. Have respect for all your animals.
Oh, yes.
Because they are animals.
Mm-hmm.
Do not turn your back on them.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Okay. Live and learn,
so,
right?
You know, you're in there working, and it's just like, oh, I need to go get this. Well, you turn your back.
Mm-hmm.
And things can happen. And have help. Don't do this on your own.
That may be the greatest advice right there. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife fusses at me a lot because I like to do things on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that it's always wise, not good, but wise,
mm-hmm,
to have someone with you.
Yes, but will you ask for directions, Phil?
If need be, yes, sir.
Okay.
One thing that I've noticed, and I do want to hit on this,
yes,
is equipment. Most people jump in their tractors, hook up to the hay bind, and run out to the hay field or, you know, the bush hog or whatever they're doing, and they really haven't checked it over.
Yeah.
And then they spend the next 3 hours in the middle of the field fixing something.
That's lost time, which means lost money.
Yep. If they would just organize it, you know, weeks ahead and make sure everything's ready to go, they can cut down on lost time, like you said, lost money, and, you know, the risk of injury.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, I think it's easy when you've done something for so many years. It's really easy to think it's okay to take shortcuts. And
oh, yes, sir.
Especially get in a hurry. And that's when problems start. So I think it's great advice. Our guest is Phil Rucker, Phil's extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, and talking about management practices and how you scratch these things off your honeydew list, and a wide variety of things we're talking about. As far as pastures and hayland, Phil, what do producers need to be focusing on right now?
Well, you can go by most any pasture and a lot of hay fields, and you see weeds.
Yep.
It's been a good year for weeds. I get a lot of phone calls on weeds, and they say, I got this, you know, weed coming up. It's got this color flower, and it looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sometimes get a little smart alecky and told them, you know, say, hold the phone out so I can see it. There's a lot of weeds look similar, so without a positive ID, it's kind of hard to get the proper products or the methods they need to really control these weeds.
Mm-hmm.
That's A number one, is have a positive ID. Whether you take a photograph, send it in, or, you know, ask an agent to come by and look, or else bring us a whole sample.
Right.
We need to know what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'd really like folks to do is make good hay.
Yes.
Mow it early.
Okay.
And hopefully if we get some water, you'll get, you know, several more mowings.
Oh, yeah. Overall,
the quality is going to be much higher than it is waiting until the seed heads are hard, and you're going to get a lot more tonnage, but it won't be as good quality as if you mow it a little earlier.
Right. Okay. And I guess you're talking about those weeds. I mean, if you're going to try and do stuff to treat it, you need to know what it is you're treating, right?
Yes, sir, because there's some weeds that this chemical will get, and that same chemical will not work on others, and there's certain stages of growth that weeds are a lot more susceptible.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of things that come into play. You just can't go out there and hook up the sprayer and start spraying and everything's going to work. But there's no silver bullet.
You can't do what Danny does and just assume that everything in the yard's chickweed, right?
No, sir.
But a lot of it is.
There's quite a bit. And here before long, you won't see much of it. It's going to get hot and go away.
That's right. Hey, Phil, I've been seeing a lot of scum and filth on ponds this year, too. What can people do to clean up their ponds?
Well, I'm getting more and more calls on that. Some people, they just say it's algae.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be watermill. It could be a lot of different things. So it's like any other weed. We got to have a positive identification.
Okay.
And the thing you can do is just get some in a throwaway Tupperware container and phone your local extension office, bring a sample in, and get a positive ID on it. There's some very expensive weed control methods, and there's some less expensive ones. And we need to know what we're dealing with so we can try and save you money.
Yeah. You certainly don't want to waste money on stuff that's not going to work because it's not on the right thing.
No, sir. And some of this stuff can get extremely pricey.
Oh, yeah.
And you really hate to see that. You're dumped in the pond, and then you get a thunderstorm, and it washes it all out.
Yep.
Or it's the wrong product for the weed that you have.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about planning, safety, preparation, knowing what you're dealing with. All those things are important. It's a never-ending job, and if you're doing it as a farmer or as someone who's raising cattle or horses or whatever, you know that it's a never-ending job, and you just have to stay on top of it, don't you?
Yes, sir. We just sort of you hit the tip of the iceberg. We could spend hours going over things that livestock producers and grain farmers need to concentrate on, focus on, and try to accomplish. But there's just so many things, and I strongly advise people to make a list of what they do and what they did not get done so they can go back and look and say, well, I need to prioritize this, this, and this. And before long, things will start to fall into place.
And it is always good to know that they got the extension service they can call. They can call. They have any questions. And don't think they're silly questions because there aren't any when it comes to making sure you're taking care of the herd and taking care of your business, are there?
No, sir. There are no stupid or silly questions. And we are here, or someone's in this office from 8 in the morning to 5 in the evening.
And what's your number there, Phil?
336-679-2061.
Terrific.
Just to let you know, we don't have all the answers, but we do know where to go find them.
That's just as important.
Yeah, we're not going to try and tell you, we are the smartest people in the world, but we do have resources to help you answer your questions, and to me, that's extremely important. And if we may send you to another farmer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who's had that same issue, and that helps out as much as reading something out of a book.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the main thing is, like you say, if you don't have the answers, you know where they can find the answers, or you can get the answers for them. And really, that's what you want, is to make sure you're doing the right things the right way at the right time.
Yes, sir.
Phil Rucker, thank you, my friend. Extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Always a pleasure to visit with you, and I'm looking forward to the next time.
Sounds great. Thank you for all you do for us.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.